shopping vintage more after I stopped with Amazon.
There's only, you know what, I only want to shop Amazon whenever I ask someone, they're like, oh, I got this on Amazon. I'm like, oh, I never thought to it. Like, okay. There's nothing on Amazon that I'm actively pursuing. Okay. But when people tell me about this shit, I am intrigued.
It's intriguing. So, targeting Amazon, basically. And then the day bed is from Wayfair. Ooh, and the chair is from Walmart. So some stuff you can get at Walmart for cheap. That chair was only like $300 at Walmart.
See, and like once in a while I will go to a Walmart because it's like, you know, late and I need something. But
I hate to admit it, but I'm like, I'm big on, I'll be at Walmart.
I get it. These prices are.
It's hard to beat.
These prices are cheap. And it's because they don't pay their workers enough.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. But Amazon will like come to my door. So like I buy heavy stuff with Amazon, like the bookshelf and stuff. Like this desk, girl, I got on Amazon. I built it. Like, I would or assemble. My friend told me I can't say I build furniture. So I assembled the furniture myself. And I love it. But this transformed. Yeah. It used to be ugly in here.
So it's like, great in here. Dang, it's so cute. It's
such a cool spot. To brag about it. Thank you. But welcome, Stephanie. Are you Taurus? I am.
That's
you can tell from comfort. Uh-huh. Yeah, how much,
I was like, oh, I feel good in here.
Yeah, like, are you too?
Uh-huh.
When's your birthday?
May 12th.
May 11th.
What?
What are you doing for your birthday this year?
Probably gonna be with my family because
I want to invite you to my birthday trip if you can make it.
Oh, what's your birthday trip?
I'm going to LA.
That's funny. I have another friend whose birthday is he's a Taurus and his birthday is not far from mine either. And he's like, what's the birthday sit? I'm like, yo, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
What, I don't know yet.
Are you like a rant?
I want to go on a trip myself, so yeah, I'm like, I got a budget because I'm not a.
But is it like a random, like 28, 29?
No, 30. I'm turning 30 this year.
Oh, that's important. Then you have to do a trip.
Yeah.
It's gonna definitely be think about it because it's like a, like, it's going
to
be fun.
I want to go to Mexico City again.
Sorry,
you
can't come. It's a girl thing. That's fine.
Okay.
She's a girl.
I'm very sorry.
She's a girl thing. Sorry.
Okay, great. So this is just improv and, we can start however you guys want to. I have some prompts I can bring up, but honestly, I also like just talking into it, and then we kind of just self-edit, so come in and come out, but we have to share these mics today, which is totally fine. So that just means...
Maybe Stephanie can come a little closer.
I can come closer. And just speak up, and that will be fine. Because we've done 3-to-1 mic before. And
Yeah, it should sound okay.
Okay. By the way, how are you guys feeling about improv lately? I know, like, for you, Maxine is a baby improver. Sorry, improviser.
I have felt like in the last year I've done less improv but a lot more acting, and in the last several months much more teaching. So I'm not doing a whole lot of improv right now, but I feel fine. I like it. I actually was thinking that, oh, I want to do more improv again. Maybe I'll submit or try to get a troupe together for a throwdown.
Ooh, throwing it down.
Let's do
or
it.
Something. I don't know.
A little Monday Mash. A little
Monday
Rumble.
I could do. What's some Fallout's cage match called?
Basement Brawl. Okay. I'm now just scrolling through my stuff. So one of the prompts that I asked for is like, what are some things that you are like, you just feel like you're the only one who isn't crazy, kind of things.
Kind of the Amazon stuff.
say more.
Like shopping. Here's what I think. I'm the only one who's not crazy when I'm going continuously not going to self-checkout. It's like, oh, we're complaining about like our jobs being taken, but we still utilize the thing. It's like, just get your ass in line.
I'm wondering why.
Give these jobs
it?
Back to people. Just like if we all stopped using them, which is not like this crazy radical idea, but it's pretty radical move if we all do it, then they'd have to open up more cash registers.
Towards you, stay close. That's true, but I feel like with like Instacart and like being able to like they found ways to put those people back to work, which is great because like they Instacart, they deliver groceries.
But those aren't jobs. Those are like they're contract jobs as opposed to like a for sure thing, and you have to watch for those are dependent on how busy it is too, and it's like whoever gets to this batch of deliveries first or something, they get that. I mean, there are pros and cons for sure. The gig economy has come out of this.
Yeah, I was just about to say gig economy. There's an episode on The Simpsons that came out like a couple weeks ago that like does the same thing, like where everyone is being trained to like do the things for people that they don't want to do, like shop and like walk their dogs and like drive for them.
Okay, I'm ready. You guys ready?
Yeah. What was I gonna say? Oh, the other thing I feel like I'm not crazy or crazy is how hardcore everyone is about this election, as if it's gonna be fair anyway, or you know, as if like, as if and when say Bernie becomes president, as if the transfer of powers is gonna happen peacefully.
That's so funny because I was watching Bill Maher cake last night. Which every once in a while, well, my mom is, I think, watching on my Hulu, so I started watching it again. Do you guys know Bill Maher? Okay, so he was like, there's no way Trump's leaving peacefully. He's gonna bring whatever crazy police officers he can to protect. And he just is envisioning this whole thing.
Did you ever meet or see Sinead Hale? She was one of the original Loverboy members. Anyway, she was in town. She's in town right now. She moved to Amsterdam a few years ago to be in Boom Chicago. But anyway, she's in town, and we were talking about this, and she's like, I've been telling all of my friends to get their make an extra passport, mail it to someone overseas where they know it'll be safe, just get your documents in order. And I was like, right, that sounds like it's crazy, but it's not, because it's just
a necessary precaution.
Preparation.
It's a necessary, yeah, it is a necessary precaution. And I think about this a lot when I'm, like, talking to certain people or, like, maybe a new friend. How can I, should I bring this up yet?
How do I tell them?
Yeah. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are you talking about this openly? I feel like we should be.
I love that. Okay, I'm going to go back. You guys ready?
Yes.
Excuse me, ma'am?
Yes.
Can you help me with this?
Oh, absolutely.
I need you to tell me how to go do it by myself.
Oh, what is it exactly?
I need you to help me to build this house, but I really would prefer to, like, check out all the materials myself and then learn how to do it myself on YouTube.
So you want to build your house
there's nothing foundation there. Open lot.
Okay, by yourself, with the help of just YouTube and
I could do it on my own, but if you could just point me in the direction of the materials at this Home Depot.
Okay, well, do you want a wooden house or a brick house? Oh gosh, we need to start with insulation first.
Okay, yeah, just point me to the cheapest of all of those things.
Okay, well, cement, you'll need that. You'll need cement.
I feel like I didn't see that on the BuzzFeed article.
Okay.
Here's how you build your house with six things. And so I just feel like you're kind of trying to upsell me right now. I know you need this job.
No, I don't need this job.
I know you need this money, but I would like to be self-sufficient. Okay.
I feel like I'm pretty self-sufficient too, and I
Sure. That's why you need me to buy this stuff.
Oh, I don't own Home Depot. I just get paid up. Anyway, the concrete is
I'd rather fight, but okay.
Well, the concrete is in aisle 13. If you're superstitious, we also have some on aisle 14.
Why do you even have an aisle 13?
Some people aren't superstitious. I didn't put it there.
It sounds like you want me to walk down aisle 13 because I upset you. And now you'd no, like but I give you the curse. Option. You were cursing my house.
Do I seem upset?
Can I talk to a manager?
Please. Marcus, can you... I'm going to take my break.
Go.
Yeah, did somebody call for a manager?
Marcus, you look reasonable and like a person with a penis.
Those two things are very true. Yes.
You can't just assume someone has a penis.
But in my case, have a penis? You can. Thank yes, you. I do.
Okay. Wow.
I actually can look at people and gender and genitalia them. Thank you so much. Like okay. You, I can tell you have any.
Most people do. Marcus, mm-hmm. I'm going to go on my break.
Sure, sure. You take that 15 and
okay.
Do what you do with those innies.
Ma'am, I hope you build such a great house.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. She's going to take 20, I can tell.
It's okay. We allow for extra time for surplus in.
I don't think you should be that reasonable. Well, she can get another job.
It's Home Depot, you know. We're very lax here. We're no Lowe's. Ma'am, you said you needed
a house.
A house. Mm-hmm. A whole home. Why don't you walk with me to aisle 15?
Mm.
We have
I like you already, Marcus. I feel like you get me.
What was your name again, miss?
It's Miss Sasha. Thank you for asking.
Miss Sasha.
Why don't you take me to the back room, Marcus?
Whoa, wait, I thought... I just told you this wasn't a Lowe's. This is a Home Depot where we pride ourselves in providing exemplary customer service.
That's what I'm... Do you want to do it here, then?
No!
I keep getting weird vibes. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just very passionate about hardware and home goods.
Hardware?
So you want to build your own home?
Yes.
If you look to my right, we have a couple of kits.
Okay.
Here is a basic
one-bedroom... You guys have build-your-own-home kits?
It's Home Depot.
This is amazing.
Course.
See, I knew she didn't want to help me.
We are the depot for homes.
I knew I came to the right place, Marcus. Maybe I can use your family and friends discount.
Oh.
I mean, I know we just met, but we're vibing, right?
If I had a family and friends discount to give, well, I'd keep it for myself.
Okay.
It'd probably be some kind of policy where you can only use it once a day. And for I am an avid home renovator and proprietor, I would buy something every day.
Okay, cut to Marcus buying something and going home with his stuff.
So this was open. Does that mean I get an extra 20% on top of my friends and family discount?
It's only a Gardetto's, but yes.
Ring her up.
Do you want anything else from the checkout line?
Oh, this little Snickers right here looks kind of tasty. I am a man, therefore I hunger.
Ooh, Gardetto's and a Snickers. Do you want some gum too?
No, I want everyone to smell it on me.
Okay, Marcus. beep. Beep. Okay, it comes out to $4.20 with your discount.
Oh, my, where is that wallet? Oh, God. Oh, I must have. You know what must have happened this morning when I got up from fucking these bitches?
Okay.
I must have just left my wallet on
Marcus,
my
I'm going to stop you there.
And, you know, that's okay. So crazy because I drove here. Imagine if I would have gotten pulled over. I wouldn't have my identification. Well, I probably would have just told the cop, hey, you know when you're fucking bitches and you get up in the morning and you forget your wallet on the nightstand, and he would have laughed with me and we would have laughed together.
Marcus, I feel like this is not a great time, but there hasn't been a good time. I quit. You being my manager has opened my eyes to a world of possibilities beyond this Home Depot. And that customer yesterday made me realize I too want to build a home, but I want to do it the right way. And I want to get, I don't know, married. I don't know, maybe even start a retirement fund. And I don't want to come to work and have to talk to you every day, you lying about fucking bitches. I know you don't fuck bitches.
Whoa, Jules.
And I know you certainly don't get money.
Whoa.
I can't be here anymore.
This is so unexpected. I just came in here as a customer.
On your day off, you still come to Home Depot. It's just, it's kind of sad.
Where else would I go?
Home?
Home Depot?
No, just your home where you live. Do you have a home, Marcus?
Just a Snickers, please.
Okay, that'll be $1.72 with your discount. You know what? Just take it.
It's safe. That's great.
Just take it.
I love that. Wow, that legs. I hope she goes on to get married. Sorry, I got real bitchy there. Okay, what was the second thing you were saying? That was a great scene too. Oh, the election and being ready.
Okay, do you have your passport?
Yes, right here.
I'm so excited to take this potentially forever vacation with you.
Oh my god, me too.
I know we made it through that first term, but I can't be here anymore. And a vacation to where did we get tickets to again?
Switzerland.
Okay, Switzerland. Oh gosh, that's expensive.
Sorry, I know you're talking, but the line is moving. Do you mind just moving with the line?
Okay, sure. We're just deciding our futures here.
Some of us are on the way to Cabo.
Cabo, gorgeous. We didn't think of Cabo.
Oh,
that sounds so fun. Beaches.
You guys don't seem like you type to pack bikinis.
Well, not to Switzerland, but to Cabo, I could have packed a bikini. We can't take it all. I only have one carry-on and one bag to check. My whole life has to fit in this carry-on and this bag. Is it going to Switzerland or is it going to Cabo or am I staying right here to just be another victim in this country?
Look, ma'am, if you're going to stay right here, should I jump you in this line because it is moving on?
Which line is that? Is it Cabo or is it Switzerland? Honey, what's happening?
Just take a deep breath. Do you have your inhaler?
I think it's in my carry-on. But it sounds like you guys are going on a long trip and you only have a carry-on. Like, what? Can you explain that?
We have to leave everything behind.
It's Tuesday. Like, what? Why are you in a rush?
Have you not heard the news?
The election results? You mean they're not done yet? People are still voting.
Okay, well, I'm still not sure what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And you mean in terms of, like, who's going to win?
In terms of anything.
Okay.
Anything. Who's going to win? Where we're going to end up? Switzerland, Cabo, Hawaii? I don't know. Freaking Nicaragua? I don't know.
Okay. Well, I want to help. And if you just wait until tomorrow, you would know the first answer.
We have to get out before then.
We can't wait.
Okay. I'm going to go back to mining.
I don't know if you saw us, but we're, brown?
I happen to not see color, but if you'd like to talk about being
brown,
I
could
I'm
tell
open.
That about you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just here to go to Miami, where I will fuck bitches of every color.
Okay,
As you see, I'm in my swim trunks now.
No, I saw that.
Yeah, I'm ready to party.
Why are
you guys
we so
interested
to this
in party?
Guy?
Sorry,
I'll take the next person in line, please.
Honey, that's you, and then it's me.
Oh, what a lovely couple! Hello, do we have
Hi.
Our passport?
Yes, here.
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. All right, and your tickets?
Well,
Switzerland.
Okay, Switzerland.
All
right. Fuck it.
One ticket to Switzerland, please.
Drama.
Oh, it's we're separate tabs. We're not that serious yet. We're not really doing labels. Yeah, okay. Yes, we're going on this big trip. We don't know if we're coming back, but
we'll be paying separately.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but can I just ask another question? I'm back in your business. How long have you guys been dating?
Almost 9 months.
Yeah. 10.
So, are you guys, like, on the L word yet? Or, like, what are we, like...
Oh.
I love that show.
I don't know what show you mean, but I just assume that if you guys like love each other, then cool. But if you haven't reached that, why are you going out of the country together? That's like a big step.
Like, we've said the L word, libertarianism. Mm-hmm.
Libertarians. That's why we're leaving.
For libertarian? I don't know.
For liberty.
I'm not the most like LGBTQ guy, but I'm pretty sure the L is not for libertarianism.
Oh, you're not the most LGBTQ guy? Is that what you said? God.
No, PDQ, I do love chicken. That's right.
Well, look, bro.
Yeah?
Some of us aren't just going on vacation. Some of us are running for our lives here.
Ma'am, are you saying you are a refugee of...
Either Switzerland or Cabo, yes.
Or Hawaii.
Or Hawaii.
I like the sound of Hawaii.
Well, you already bought your ticket to Switzerland.
Place you're going to. You guys are American refugees. You're the only two American refugees.
Yet.
That's a good point. But I feel like you turned me around. What are you running from?
The... trauma and
the establishment
and the patriarchy
and the hegemony.
Wow, definitely
hegemony.
That I mean, that sounds deep. I feel like I should be scared of those words too. You know, one great place you guys should think about going to?
Where?
The Amazon. I heard it's all women there and they're also warriors.
Didn't the Amazon burned down?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Ma'am, I think I'm a refugee, too.
So, three tickets?
Three tickets to... You guys want to go to Miami,
God,
too?
No.
Or are we...
I mean, I got my ticket to Switzerland.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a two-person trip.
Oh.
We appreciate your...
You're
going to
be fine. Look at you.
Okay, because now I'm kind of... You guys kind of spread your fear to me.
Hey, but you're gonna be fine. I know you don't see color, but you're white.
Oh my god, that makes so much sense.
Yeah,
I'll be
you're
fine.
Safe here.
Thanks, guys.
Honey, you're gonna be okay. They'll probably make you CEO of some company. Fuck
Change
it.
Change my ticket from Miami to Denver. I'm on my way. Thanks, girls.
One ticket coming up. Choo choo.
Are we in the train scene?
Oh, we're taking the transatlantic train. Too. The transatlantic train is Switzerland.
I love it being completely nonsensical.
Mm-hmm.
I like figuring it out together. Like, yeah. Well, that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Okay, and scene of scenes. All right, we are just at least recording.
Okay.
That was great, episode one. That actually went by pretty quickly, I think.
How long are the episodes going to be?
20-30 minutes.
Oh, great.
Yeah, like, not going to push it. I think that if we get bigger, there are some that are, like, hours, but
yeah.
They actually, they do a lot of, like, I've heard of podcasts that do, like, they have somebody come in and sing, and then they, like, the song inspire them, which, actually, that is one of my ideas. So maybe we can do that. I always have wanted to use, like, a ridiculous hip-hop song.
Ooh.
As inspiration.
Yes. Can we pull out some playlists? I have such a fire playlist right now.
Let's do it.
That was made for me. Isn't that so cute?
Pick a song with a message that, like, we'll have to listen to.
Let's see. Oh, you know what I'm really feeling? This Mariah Carey, she came out with an album a couple years ago, and I didn't even know.
Like a new one?
Yeah, yes. This song is called GTFO, but I can look for a rap song. It's real cute. The song is just cute. New to me, but only like a couple years old. Maybe a year and a half old. I think it was a 2018 release.
Hmm.
want to, should I shuffle?
Sure.
Shuffle around? I can shuffle more. That's a great song, though. It's such a good song. A Kamaya song. I love you, stickles. Which way you want the shit to go? I did this shit with no diamonds, did this shit with gold. I've been getting into my readings a lot.
For this year, yeah, I'm like,
you're Aquarius. My north node is an Aquarius.
Really?
So I watch a lot of Aquarius like readings. I want everyone to be watching their tarot card readings on YouTube. I've been like, please.
They all have a lot of insight.
They do. Take what resonates.
That's interesting.
You ever think about that? People who don't like you, I'm like, you're thinking about me a lot.
Oh. I do feel like, as I've gotten a little bit older and, like, been very, very, very intentional about my surroundings and stuff, I don't feel like I deal with that many, like, haters.
Me neither. But I can tell, like, it's obvious when someone's, like, is not a fan. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's
like,
fair.
I love that. I just love to know where I stand or where I stand with people. Or
yeah. I think it's so funny when someone, like, reveals how they feel about me, and it's like in a way that shows the different statuses, right? And they put me in like a higher status. I'm always like, damn, like, why'd you have to go and do that to yourself? Like, now I have to act accordingly because you've already put me in a higher status. And like,
oh,
now,
see,
like,
and after I know, I'm like, I don't have to act any type of way because you've already decided.
No, but it's like, but
so
like,
I get
just
to
knowing
be,
that
I feel like with my haters, I can really be myself, but I'm not
anymore. My favorite thing is like when people are like, I'm so intimidated by you. I'm like, you gave me power.
Yeah.
Like, now I get to, like, if I want to, I could ruin you because you've given me that. Like, I don't think I would ever tell anyone, like, you give me concerns, you worry me, or like, you make me feel.
That's very Aquarius of you too.
Love it.
I would never tell.
I would never
give you that power.
I would rather die than like let you know that you have any control over me. That's not like what I give you to have. Love the song too.
I feel like the opposite. We're like telling people that they intimidate me takes away some of that power, especially when they're like, "What? Why?" And I'm like, "Okay, cool. Nice."
Yeah, like they show their humanness.
Oh yeah. Okay, that's nice.
Yeah, but I feel it. I see that.
But it's like some people are like, Maxine, you just seem so like sweet. That it's like if you said it to someone and they were like meaner to you, it would be like how can they even do that? Because you just like are so like approachable, and I feel like for those of us who like are a little bit have bitchier sides to us, it's like more of a challenge. Do you know what I'm saying? Like if someone said that to me, I'd be like, oh wow, really? Like I'd size them up, but like
if they said what?
Like the whole like you're intimidating thing, but like to Maxine, like they better be nice to you, like they better not.
Yeah. When I get that, and I do, the intimidating thing. I really don't say much back. I'm like,
Is it men or women telling you that?
Both.
I must not meet enough people anymore
to get that. Yeah. Sometimes I think about that.
That's
when people,
also and people and not maybe someone won't. I've had people tell me themselves, and then I've had like my mom or other people who are close to me be like, "You intimidate them."
Yeah,
like,
who know you better.
Oh, now I get it.
This is a great example. Yeah. Like one. So, side note, the craziest fear I have is, like, this cruise where people are stuck on and there's coronavirus on it. That shit is so scary to me, like, being stuck somewhere where, like, you literally cannot go and you might die. Like, that's scary. Skip. But it makes me think of...
Coronavirus is less intense than the real flu, regular flu, though.
Is it really hard? Why are people dying from it?
I think it's because no one's, like, been exposed to it, like...
oh, it's just,
you know, it's like so new.
Yeah. But I think it's like something like it's not as even as serious as the flu, regular flu.
Well, I guess I'm just scared of the idea of like there's something contagious.
But yeah,
like,
I don't want to
be quarantined.
Even if it's just like diarrhea, I'm like, oh my God, I'm stuck in this boat and I want to just be carefree.
And everyone has the shits.
Yeah. Totally. But I brought it up because I thought about, like, yeah, for sure. I thought about going to, one time we had a family cruise and I brought my ex with me. And side note, me and my ex were celibate, which is such a waste. Oh my God.
Why are you committing to any?
It was so annoying. It was.
But
like,
did y'all like each other at least?
We were in love. Oh, like,
was this high? Okay. No, this was in high school.
No.
I thought you were about to drop names. I was like, turn the recording off, girl.
Oh, trust me. If anyone knows me, they know who this ex is. It was my grad school ex, like my grad school boo. And we went, and it was like a big deal. He met he like knew my family, like he would whatever. He was a really nice guy though. So, but that is important to the story because one time, this is so crazy. So he had these he was very particular about his things, even more than me. He's an Aries. If that makes sense.
He's a baby boss.
Okay, so we had these flip flops that he had gotten with his brother while on vacation in Brazil.
He has to be coddled, and he also has to be the boss. That's basically
listen. Read me, okay. So anyway, he went out. So we had these flip flops, and we were on. So Disney has an island, and they'll take you to the island as a part of their Caribbean cruise. But I'm not. This is gonna sound crazy, but at the second time, you're like, oh, this island's so boring. Same fucking hot dogs on a stick. Like I want to go. It's just beach. Like I know that sounds crazy, but like
hear you. Because when I've seen people go on cruises, it really seems like when they dock up, they're just in one place. One like half mile radius.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's just like it's the same beach and the same food places. Mm-hmm. So like the cruise itself is probably more entertaining than the island. But then also like. I know this sounds crazy, but, like, I've been to Jamaica enough times. Like, I'm just, like, because I've never really been to Jamaica. I'm always, like, on the port.
You're wherever they dock.
Yeah. And so I'm just, port. Like, yes, I've seen this part of the island. I'm great. Like, take me somewhere else. Anyway, so he had these flip-flops, and we were on the beach.
Oh, no.
And I think we were
I would be celibate, too.
We were trying to get back to the thing, and I think I rushed him.
I made myself snort.
I love it. I tried to rush him, and I think he left his really nice, like, got him in Brazil flip-flops, like, sentimental value flip-flops on the beach. And my sister later, who was with her husband, who she bosses around all the time, was telling me, like, it's my fault, like, you scared him, he was scared, you was gonna snap at him, so that's why he hurried up. And I was like, don't put that on me, but it was, like, now in my more wisdom a couple years later, it's a lot of projection, because, like, the relationship that we seem to have where like I was the aggressive one. My sister's like that with her husband. Like, you know, like
you're not aggressive, you know what you want and you have like you were probably more grown.
It's just like he was very passive aggressive and he was also very controlling in that relationship and in a way that you wouldn't notice because like he was controlling me with his values. Like because after a while I didn't want to be celibate. We'll talk offline. But anyway, so I bring that up because I felt he was so upset that he lost his flip-flops. It was like he had them, they had memory.
Oh, God, and it's like becomes the end of the world, and it's like, stop being a fucking baby. Let's just move on. We're on vacation.
Well, but then I did that. Stuck in this place. So to end the story, I did end up having a friend, ironically, who went to Brazil, and I had them buy the flip-flops and send them to him. So I did replace the flip-flops, but it was the takeaway for me was that, like, my family was acting like I was a bully to him because he had gotten flustered by me. And I was like, but that's not, I feel like it was it's very cheap to be like, okay, I seem to be like the direct one. So therefore I must be the one like making him scared.
What did you say to him?
I just think I rushed him back on the boat. I think I was like, come on. And he like didn't grab his shoe, which I'm like, who doesn't say, hold on a second. I need
my shoes. Like, let me take a look around.
Yeah. Like that. That's not my fault, but I guess it was my fault. So it's funny.
Cause you're assertive and he's not.
Right. But I'm like, but you don't see behind the scenes that he's actually controlling me as well. Anyway, I've learned from that. Like, I think now I wouldn't rush them. Like, I wouldn't rush people. I've learned just to chill out. But what was more impactful for that was my family making it like I did something wrong to him by making him like be out of his element. And I think we were talking about something related to that. And that's why I tell that story. I don't remember anymore. There were so many elements to that story. But yeah, so it was interesting because I felt like I took the brunt of people assuming I was an asshole when I'm like, guys, like behind the scenes, we both are very, have very strong opinions. But I'm just the only one who's like, hey, let's do something.
Yeah, you're not hiding opinions.
Yeah, and it doesn't help, like, your family has a whole history on you that, like, that they account for, right? So, like, I'll go home to my family and I'll say something and my mom will be like, oh, well, you remember, you're very like this and you're very like that. I'm like,
you can change. Like, you change when you leave your family or you leave home.
But they don't see a change. They see, like, okay, this is what she was before and this is who she is now. So my mom and I used to get into it a lot. Cause she's like, you're different now. We've changed. You're not the same. And I'm like, no, but you don't want me to be. I had to change. Yeah, and so it's
I didn't change, I grew.
Yeah. Also, let's just mention that I probably learned these bad habits from you. Like, we probably share these bad habits.
But now I had to tell my parents I had to unlearn things. My mom is, my mom mentions this, where I didn't recognize what I deserved in relationships, and I really didn't, and I had to, like, learn a really hard final lesson to recognize that. And I had to make that clear to my mom in particular. I was like, that's all I saw growing up. I didn't, like, you deserve a lot more too. I love my dad, but he's great dad, he's just, like, not a great husband.
We used to have very different expectations for men, like, in our, like, even, like, immediate into our parents' like relationship, or like that, like, generation has so many different expectations than we have for men now.
I really feel like I had to you have to learn the lesson to have that shift, that paradigm shift for yourself. And it's like, oh, when it happens, it's obvious, but before it happens, it's like, I don't know what you're like.
I don't know what you're seeing.
I'm miserable, what are you seeing that I'm not seeing? Yeah. I'm unhappy, but why can you see it and I can't see? Because
they've done it. They've learned those lessons, and like I've had to be like, mom, like, let me just let me fail, because I'm not gonna get it unless I fail and I burn myself. And then we have that. She's like, aren't you glad? Like, you. Like, wouldn't you rather listen to me?
No, I'm never gonna know. Experiences,
I love making mistakes.
I don't get to make them a lot, and I think I didn't get to make them a lot growing up, so I felt like later on is when I really started to allow myself to make mistakes, but I don't feel like I've really made mistakes.
I'm the worst because, like, I will make mistakes, but I only want you to tell me about myself if we're very close. Like, do not tell me shit if
and
I don't know you that well.
And don't tell me, don't talk at me, talk with, like, let's talk
like,
about
literally
it.
Literally talk to me like this mistake was at fault, and I just happened to be the person the mistake caught. Like talk to me like it is now my fault, and I know it's terrible, but it's like, because I'm definitely going to beat myself up about it. And so, like,
I'm going to resent you for, like, beating me up, even if that wasn't your intention.
Yeah, I never forget one time, like, I had a situation with, like, a show I was in, and the person kind of, like, the person I was in kind of, like, told me about myself, and I was talking to my therapist about it, and she was like, I'm pretty sure there's no way this girl could have talked to you that you would have liked, and I was like, okay, point taken, like, you're right, like, there's literally nothing, instead of, like, her sitting me down with a drink and being like, hey, I noticed this happened, are you okay, and then being like, well, this is how it impacted me, and then maybe I'll feel safe, but, yeah, I think it's, like, but it's messed up because it presents to people as I think I'm perfect. I'm so in my head right now. Like, I know I'm wrong.
And
like,
that's more vulnerable to admit than being like, I just don't need you to fucking talk to me like that.
Yeah, like, just don't talk to me at all, please, until I feel ready to be looked at.
My best gal pal, the way she talks to me, like, whenever we talk about issues, is that, like, I'll vent, and then she'll be like, I know you know this, and then say the things which makes me feel like I do. Because a lot of the times where people tell you things, you're like, no, I know you're right. I know you're right. But right now, this situation is just like X, Y, and Z. And I feel X, Y, and Z about it. So it makes me feel really good when someone's like, you're a smart individual. And like, you know, it's going to be better. But like, I'm just going to remind you just in case, like, you need to hear it from someone else. Like, get out of your head.
Yeah.
Stop being stubborn. Ugh, I'm so stubborn.
And I'm someone who, I'm kind of afraid, because I see this with my parents, but, like, I'm afraid I might be someone who never learns and who, like, needs to be told and reminded and, like, grounded again and again in ways where I'm, like, I notice it in my parents, which is, like, a weird thing to grow up and notice, like, things about your parents that you never did as a kid. And so I find there are a lot of things I love about my mom and dad, and, like, there are definitely things where I'm, like, God, I don't, hope I don't have this from them, because... That would be such a pain.
Yeah. As you get a little bit older, it will just be like, oh, I'm clearly my parents. Like, yeah, you'll see it and you'll be like, there's no more fighting.
What was the hardest thing for you to realize? Like, this is something I got from my parents, like, or my parent, you know, that you're like, I never thought I was going to see this trait in me, but now I see it and I, like, I value it or I appreciate it or I know it's benefited me.
I thought my mom had done, like, a flawless, which, not to say she didn't do this, but I thought she had done a job of, like, not transferring any trauma from her growing up. Because, like, tough. The type of abuse she dealt with, like, was, like, extreme.
And that's like tough to do, because you do it very, you can do it very subconsciously, too.
Yeah, for sure. So it's, like, what she did, and I'm saying she did absorb it, which is very true, but, like, you know, I didn't get beaten unnecessarily. I didn't get called out my name, and you know, whatever, but I did get, like, extra stress and extra, like, toughness kind of when it took me a while to realize that, like, any emotion my mom or my older sister feels, the first layer is anger. So if they're hurt, embarrassed, sad, they're actually gonna yell first because they don't know how to find the words to say.
Well, anger is the easiest emotion,
and when I realized that, and so I'm like, I think I feel sometimes like what I took away from that is I struggle with being vulnerable, with being open and vulnerable and accountable enough to, like, have someone care for me because of that trauma.
Yeah. I think partly, like, Tauruses can't accept help a lot of the time.
I would like for you to stop talking to me directly. I would like for you to address everyone
I'm
else.
A Taurus. What did you say next? Yes. I am a Virgo.
Yes! Nine. In my head, I was like, she's about to say Virgo. Nine. I know
was born
it.
On the Leo cusp. Like, I was born right at the start of the Virgo season, so
I've got that. A Leo cusp is a good... I feel like Leos are really loyal and, like, they're strong. Strength. They're associated with the tarot card strength.
Yeah, and so definitely growing up, I was definitely more of, like, a textbook Virgo, but as time goes on, I feel like more of those, like,
well, Leo wants to be unleashed. Yeah.
That lion.
The lion of the cage.
I feel like you're the type to, like, put somebody in their place so kindly that they don't even realize you've got
quiet tact. Anger. Like, you don't raise your voice, like, you go lower.
Yeah. No, and I think that's, like, what I've learned from my mom is, like, she's an Aries, and, like, she tells me a lot of stories about her childhood, about the way she dealt with anger, and, like, a lot of it is, like, very cold shoulder in a way where I feel like I'm thinking a lot about anger these days, because I'm thinking a lot about, like, what does it mean to be a woman who's angry and, like, live in the world
I like that, because I had been thinking a lot a couple months ago of, like, how to transmute the anger you have and transmute it into, like, good energy.
Yeah.
Because anger can be such a good thing.
It can be. Yeah, it can
be. If you feel angry, you should let yourself feel it and then turn it.
It's when you want to, like, quiet it. That's when you start feeling the shame associated with
anger.
Don't
never suppress it. Oof. Feel it. Sit in it and then, like, but you can turn it into something else. I feel like anger is definitely the easiest negative I guess, I don't want to call it negative even, emotion to feel, but it's also we just stop there when we can do a lot with that energy.
Do you ever feel like other women don't allow you the space to just be angry for no reason, or, like, to be angry for dumb reasons, or, like, whatever, like,
other women.
Well, like people who like otherwise are good friends, but sometimes you feel like you're mad about something, and instead of them being like, well, let's dig deeper, they just react to the fact that you are actually angry and don't understand it.
It seems like everyone wants to problem solve, and like people just want you to they don't want you to feel bad, so they're like, no, like you don't have to be angry about this. Like it's fine. Like let's get you out of this. I'm supposed to be like,
it's like,
nah, dude, let's fucking bash your skulls. Like sometimes I just need to like.
I'm
like, okay. Oh, sometimes I want someone to confront me so I can get in a fucking fight. Yeah. And everyone's like, Stephanie, like, and what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like,
I have felt that feeling. Fight Club.
I was like, one person needs to look at me the wrong fucking way. The wrong motherfucker is going to say something to me, and I'm going to, like, lose my shit.
I think a lot about, like, would I, like, because I feel like I have a lot of fight in me in a way, like, that scares me a lot more. Because, like, as a kid, I was, like, such a crybaby. Like, someone would look at me the wrong way, and I'd just be like, stop. Don't hurt me. And, like, even, like, now, like, sometimes people are like, can I give you some constructive criticism? I'm like, yeah, please go. but I think I'm, like, recognizing a lot of anger in me now. And, like, it comes out in that weird impulse where I'm like, someone better just fucking, like,
try
like,
me right now.
Gonna, like,
try me!
That's when I feel most powerful, when I'm like, man, fuck, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I feel like I could be a like fall victim to somebody else's mood. I don't know.
Yeah.
I never want to be caught on the other side of it. I'd rather always have like the upper hand. But I love that feeling of, ugh, man, like.
Okay. So,
sometimes I pick a fight with my like. Do you ever look at someone like just?
White people all the time.
Oh, yeah, white women in department stores, like I don't open the door for them. Like,
oh, I love to act like they're not there.
And I'm like, you might be a good one, but I don't know.
Oh, you think you're going to ignore me?
52% of white women voted for Trump. You know, like, it could be any of you bitches.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's funny. Okay, I want to play.
Let's play. Let's do it. Has it been just recording?
Yeah. That's okay.
Well, I'm glad I didn't name names in anything. Not that I would.
Hi, yes, finally. Thank you so much. I'll have a sparkling water, like Topo Chico or like Waterloo.
We got the stuff out the gun.
Like
the thing in the bar.
Like soda water? Like,
yes.
Does it have bubbles?
Ma'am, I said we got it, but it's out the gun.
Okay, well, perfect. You know what?
No, we don't have it. What you gonna do now?
I guess some, like, bottled water.
You want flat water? Okay, I'm gonna bring you flat water. Here you go.
I guess, oh, perfect. One lemon, one lime, no seeds in either.
No lime, no lemon, just the water. Here you go.
Thank you so much. I just want to say, I love this place.
Okay.
It is so cute, and your little uniform is so cute, girl.
Man, we can wear whatever we want to wear here. So this is not a uniform.
I love that. Well, girl.
Okay, girl. You know what? Let me call
I
them
just,
out.
I love.
I can't handle you today, ma'am.
Hey, Ashley, what's up?
Jackie, can you please handle her, because she's too nice and too happy, and I don't have time for nice and happy,
ma'am. Is there something I can help you with?
Oh, well, I just was saying to your lovely coworker, I just love this cute little spot. You know, all of y'all are so cute. You girls are so cute. And I just never been here before. I'm here with my daughter. We're having brunch.
Yes. My God. I'm so glad.
We were just talking, right? Weren't we, sweetie?
Honey, what's your name?
Melody.
And are you okay? Are you safe in your home?
Yeah. I mean,
why wouldn't she be?
Wow.
Why wouldn't she be?
Why would she be though? Wow.
Okay.
Okay, Ashley, I didn't believe you, but this is a real situation.
Yeah, these bitches are too much. Like, why would you just walk in with all that sunshine? Who wants that? Trump is president. You think I want to smile?
Well, we were just having such a good day. We just came
people are dying on the street. You think we want to smile?
Literally. For real. Somebody's dying right now. Every 14 seconds.
Every 14 seconds. Dying.
Well, if you've had a day like ours, we went to Kendra Scott and we got a very cute charm for Melanie's bracelet. You know, she just got straight A's and I got her
I bet she goes to a real good private school. Yeah.
That's right. You
went to Cranbrook. Oh my God. It's a Catholic school.
Oh my God.
Oh, Catholic. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
You might as well start therapy now, ma'am.
Well, of course, Melody already has a child therapist. She's seen her since she was a baby.
Oh, you seem really supported in your family.
Super well adjusted.
Yeah, you know,
good for you. You know what I have for therapy? This Jack Daniels.
You know what I have for therapy? Uh-huh. Some purple nugs, honey.
Purple nugs.
Oh, so delicious. Is that the special?
It's drugs. It's not drugs.
We cope with drugs.
Oh my gosh.
Have you ever heard of a Xanax, honey?
Well, of course. Hold on. Xanax.
I take three Mommy's to come medicine? To work.
Yeah, you girls said drugs. Xanax is not drugs. Xanax
neither
is
weed, but we're getting locked up and shot on these streets.
The devil's lettuce?
The street drugs. No.
The devil's lettuce. Is that what they're teaching you in Catholic school?
Of course.
First of all, I know them Catholic girls is out there smoking on the break. Don't lie to your
mom. Oh, my God. No, I don't affiliate with Mary Beth.
I'm going to need that flat water a lot sooner. My mouth is parched.
I'll put the flat water in front of you, ma'am. Open your eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you have an Evian for my mother?
I gave her flat water. That's what we got. Flat water. Everybody else can have everything they want, but y'all flat water.
I just can't believe this. I read these Yelp reviews, and they said that this was supposed to be a good, wholesome, ethnic little spot, and all we've had is...
Did this person say ethnic? You heard that
ethnic.
Too?
Well...
Oh, well, we can get ethnic, ma'am.
Oh, you don't want us to get it.
We're
ethnic,
just looking for a cute urban, you know, brunch spot.
Urban?
Did you say urban?
You know, ma'am, this is a Denny's.
This
is a Denny's right off of the highway.
We have 2.3 stars.
We got sparkly water in the water gun.
That was three,
and flat
right?
water.
Ma'am, this is 2.3 out of 5 stars, okay? We aim for low.
Oh my gosh, just these diverse restaurants on Cesar Chavez are supposed to be, you know, littered with beautiful, colorful people.
I need my 420 smoke break, Ashley. I
background.
Can't deal.
Inclusive brunch experience.
Oh, Melody, cover your ears.
Listen, ma'am, do you want the Grand Slam or no?
We'll have two, please. Thank you.
Actually, we out of Grand Slam. You can have pancakes.
Do they have waffles from Belgium?
Oh, do you remember
Ashley, what's going on around here, ma'am?
Sir, they want Belgian waffles.
Okay,
but
we have.
They asked me to go on a plane to Belgium, which I think is an unreasonable request.
Ma'am, you can't ask our employees to go to Belgium. We have our classic Denny's pancakes.
And
or Grand Slam.
They wanted a brand of sparkling water. They wanted me to sparkle the water myself. I just feel like this is all too much.
Oh, ma'am, we have sparkling water in our state-of-the-art water guns at the bar. This is just a Denny's. Mm-hmm. We can't get you none of that fancy Waterloo or none of that fancy.
But they do it the farm to tables.
They do it at the farm to tables.
Oh, no. We just kind of put out our bags of food and put them in the microwave, and then we have your Grand Slam.
Well, I am going straight on the Yelp right now. Melanie, pull out my...
Open the Yelp.
Open up my Samsung.
Were you looking for dainties? No, dainties brunch is down the
this
street.
This is not dainties.
No, y'all are...
This is a Denny's. Y'all didn't look like truck drivers to me.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Well, I will just leave a $100 bill right here on the table for these still waters, and we will go ahead and have a beautiful white day.
Oh my gosh.
Beautiful white day.
Dainties is one. That's a great one.
I like that.
You're looking for dainties.
Yeah. And then you go, oh.
I was like, how do I wrap up
farm
the
table?
Yeah, no, it's like, I do feel like sometimes I feel bad about being in a bad mood, but it feels right in the moment, you know?
Sometimes. Yeah, it's hard to toe that line of like, am I negating or am I just committing to my character? I have a hard time.
In real life?
No, you're not. Like in
I'm always committing to my character in real life.
It's like easier just to stay like in my mood instead of like doing the work to get myself out of it.
100%. While you're playing?
No, like in life, in real life.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's like way easier. Like if I'm having a bad day, it's really easy to be like, nope, I'm gonna keep having a bad day.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm always like, fuck this, and then probably just turn myself around.
See, unless I can do that, like, but if I'm at work and I've had like a shitty customer, like a shitty table.
Do you ever like hit your pen at work? If I worked with people, like if I served people, I probably would.
I have said that. I was like, I think I need a pen to consistently keep like as part of my uniform, as part of my like work things, because it really helps. But then I felt like, oh, Stephanie, are you just like using the weed to compensate for the emotions that you can't deal with? Can you not be patient enough to deal with people sober? So I like have given myself kind of like, you can't because you're like using it as a crutch. But whenever I do, like, I feel way better. Like, I can really like tell when I've had a bad day. Like if I'm working a double and I hit my pen like in the break, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I can do this. Like it's way easier.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I love weed.
Me too. I'm talking about it a lot right now because I'm fresh out.
I feel fresh like
out. Fresh out is beef.
I love the idea of smoking, and I feel like sometimes I just don't know how what kind of high I'm gonna get, mm-hmm. so I don't smoke as much as I could. Probably.
I'm pretty. I definitely pay attention to like what strain I'm mm-hmm. smoking. Or
I stick to my sativas.
See, and I used to like a couple years ago. I smoked only sativa, and then I started to get panic attacks. I was going through a lot, but I was like, maybe I should switch to indica right now. Or I did take a little bit of a break. Right now, I'm on my hybrids. In the fall, this past fall, I was on hardcore indica, man.
I just wanted to be dosed the fuck out.
Yeah, and then I broke my shoulder in October, or fractured it, and instead of taking my pain pills, I was like, well, let me just take this.
Did it help, you feel?
Yes. Yeah. I feel like it helped heal it so quickly, too.
Man, medicinal marijuana. This is where it's at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bro, I fucked up.
How do you want us to introduce ourselves?
However you want to. I'll start to give you an idea. So I'm going to use my stage name. I'm Black Chanel. And I do improv and podcasting and general comedy stuff. And you can follow me at The Real Black Chanel on Instagram. That's what I meant to add. Yes,
cute.
That's a part.
Love that.
That's good, yeah.
However you want. Yeah,
Hi, I'm Maxine Dillon. If you want to follow me at Twitter, I try to be funny. I'm generally not. But that's at, what is my handle? No. Whatever. It's whatever. But I am a baby improviser and a playwright and overall person trying to figure out life in her 20s.
Work.
Lit.
Yeah, for real, for real.
Cool. Did you give your app?
No, I forgot what it was.
That's okay. That's hilarious.
I'll think about
That's perfect.
It. If okay. people really want to know.
Do you have
yeah, let me I'll try to a tagline. Yeah, I have my own personal one. Hi, I'm Lily Lopez. You can follow me at Combo Loca. I am a comedian, improviser, actress, director, producer, writer,
teacher,
and I have a master's, and I have to say it because it costs some money, girl.
True, you better brag on yourself, sis.
And yeah, follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Combo Loca for cute shit.
I love cute shit.
I do too, follow me.
I want to do it like Tyler, the Creator, and be like, yo, yo, yo.
Do what you gotta do. Go with it.
What's happening?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone out there listening, our whole audience, our fan base, the millions of people who are tuned in right now, it's your person, Stephanie Vasquez Fonseca. Instagram at Stephanie Vasquez Fonseca. No vowels.
Vowels, the A-E-I-O-U.
Yeah, the A-E-I-O-U's. Sometimes Y. There's no Y in my name, so you don't got to worry about that. I'm a performer around town. You can catch me in some improv, in some sketch, in some shorts, in some skirts. That's it.
Lit. Okay. Thanks.